And let's talk TV now. When Apple introduced its streaming platform in 2019, it had some big names to support its launch day. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell. The three Hollywood stars were headliners for Morning Wars, a series about the behind-the-scenes drama of a breakfast TV show.
Ratings have been down. This network needs to clean up its act.
Five.
Try and get ahead of this coronavirus thing.
Four.
Someone should cover it.
Well, Bradley can do it.
Three.
Don't forget, this is your show.
And we're back.
Two.
I know I come with a history that not all of you love.
One. 9 months ago, you opened a door and you need to walk through it now.
And we're back. After a COVID delay, Morning Wars returns this week for its second season. I'm looking forward to that. Wenli Ma is a regular TV reviewer with us on Breakfast. She's the film and TV critic for news.com.au. Hello, Wenli.
Good morning.
It's set in a newsroom. I always like that. Do we need a second season of the Morning Wars? What do you reckon?
I think we did. For anyone who hasn't seen the first season, I won't ruin the ending of the first season, but there was an explosive kind of revelation and they sort of blew up the show a little bit. And so the second season picks up not right after that, but about 9 months, a year after that. And I for one, was very, very hungry to see where it was going to go, because this show, you know, I found the first season probably lagged a little bit at the beginning, but it really, really picked up. And I feel like it's just gotten into its stride. Reese Witherspoon's character sort of more bedded down. She's the firecracker that, you know, we're told she is, and now she actually is. And it's just really exciting stuff. It's very compulsive.
Yeah, I thought Jennifer Aniston was really strong in the first series. There's some new faces in this one, not just big names?
Yeah, I mean, Juliana Margulies, I think, has to be the biggest
new face. Oh, I love her.
Love her. She's great in The Good Wife, and she's going to come in, and she's someone who can obviously really match up to Jennifer Aniston, to Reese Witherspoon, to Billy Crudup. And so she's just fantastic in it. And Will Arnett, who we know from Arrested Development, 30 Rock, a lot of comedy stuff, he comes on as Jennifer Aniston's character's manager. So we, you know, they keep attracting really great stars in it, and then it's all just very shiny and you just can't look away.
Okay. Also new this week, Making It, a reality TV competition with a bit of a different speed. 13 contestants duking it out to be named Master Maker. Tell us, what are they making? Tell us more.
They're making everything. This is a show about crafting. So think of it as like the Great British Bake Off, but instead of scones, they do decoupage, or they do like knitting or like woodwork. It's such an interesting concept. It is based on American format, and the American version was hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. So it does have that bake-off, like jovial, everybody's really nice and lovely and celebrating talent, skill, and ingenuity. I mean, it depends if crafting is your thing. Baking is more my thing than crafting is, although I should say eating baking is more my thing than crafting is. So your investment level will probably depend on that. But it's hosted by Susie Youssef and Harley Breen, a couple of Australian local comics, and like it's just really fun. It's kind of lighthearted, and it's a low investment, and it's not stressful.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, baking is not my thing, making is not my thing, but both those formats I've watched, and there's something calming about them.
It is. It's really calming. There's no real kind of confected drama. You know, they don't really pit people against each other, even though it is a competition. But then if you know, come out on top at the end of the day, it's not that you get more Instagram followers. What you get is just like a little patch. It's just an acknowledgement of good work. And I think, you know, TV often doesn't have that, especially in the reality competition space, where it's all about big strobing lights and, you know, really loud crowds and stuff. And then this is just a different speed. It's much more calming, and it's just really lovely.
And where can people watch this?
That's going to be on Channel 10 starting tomorrow night, and then there's a second episode on Thursday as well.
I think it's just going to be perfect for all those people in lockdown who are, you know, trying their hand at a bit of craft, a bit of knitting. I think it might be just the inspiration people have seen. I must say, I've got to put in a plug for something that was on last week that we mentioned last week, that strong female lead, the doco on SBS about Julia Gillard's prime ministership. That was compelling television. That was extraordinary, I thought.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but how does it compare to the ABC doco?
Oh, well, it's just a different, I mean, Misrepresented was a, you know, more historical, so it had a greater length of time that it looked at female representation in the parliament. This was really the sort of the national treatment of our first female prime minister. And when you saw, it was a bit like watching the Adam Goods documentary and realising actually when you compressed it all, the national treatment of that football star, that Aboriginal football star, and the racist treatment there, this goes to the sexism that was really thrown at our first female prime minister. It's really compelling, strong female lead. What have you got for us this week to look out for?
It is a busy, busy week this week. So there is a third season of the British comedy called Sex Education. There is a new series that started yesterday on Paramount Plus, which is Channel 10's new paid streaming service, called American Rust. It's got Jeff Daniels and Maura Tierney, and it sounds a lot like Mayor of Easttown. It's, you know, about a depressed Western Pennsylvania town. He plays a cop. There's a murder. He's compromised. I just feel like it's probably a little too heavy. It doesn't have any levity. Very depressing stuff. But, you know, good cast. There's the fifth season of Travels with My Father, which is British comedians. Jack Whitehall, he does a little travel show with his dad. They're kind of, you know, an odd couple. It's great. There's a new anthology series coming out called The Premise on Binge. That one is BJ Novak, who was a writer and actor on The Office, among other things. It's his show. There's a Back to the Rafters revival. So a Back to
You're
the Rafters
me.
Revival called Back to the Rafters, in case, you know, the five seasons and the gazillion episodes wasn't enough. Here's some more.
Is it the same cast?
Same cast, except Jessica Murray isn't on it. She had to drop out due to some personal issues, and she's been replaced by another actor in the same role. But everyone else, Rebecca Gibney, Eric Thompson, Michael Caton, they've all returned, except now it's on streaming, so you have to pay for it, and it's not on Channel 7 anymore.
Well, so where is Back to the Rafters?
So that is on Amazon from Friday, and last night The Masked Singer started as well on Channel 10.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah, that's where they all dress up in the big costumes and you have to guess who who is singing underneath.
I don't know this concept. Are they famous singers?
Not famous, or sometimes they're famous singers, but sometimes they're just, you know, mostly celebrities of other, you know, from other areas. I think Corey, the swimmer singer, he was the winner last year.
Okay.
And let's say last night's revelation, I won't spoil for anyone who hasn't seen it, is a British sports star slash actor.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking at my studio producer, Sam. He's clearly a fan of this, The Masked Singer. I don't know of it. Wenli, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic for news.com.au.